And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. According to a social media post from the Village of Sebring Police Department, a graveside planter was taken sometime between Sunday evening and Monday evening from the Lutheran Church Cemetery on Bay Street. The planter had been placed at the grave of Gary Hodder, a Sebring native who was killed while serving in Vietnam in 1972 at the age of 20. Police say the grave's location near the roadway may have made the theft easier to carry out. The department is asking anyone who may have information about the missing planter to come forward. However, in a positive development, police later reported that a community member who had learned of the theft donated a replacement planter to honor Hodder's memory. The replacement was delivered to the department shortly after the original post was shared, and officials are continuing to encourage residents to remember and honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in military service. And the Gene M. R. Smith Foundation awarded several scholarships to well over 25 graduating seniors from Huron County Schools as part of its annual scholarship program. Earlier this week, the awards were presented during the Foundation Scholarship Recipient Dinner. It was held here in Bad Axe. Scholarship recipients represent schools across the county, including Bad Axe and a multitude of others. This year, students will pursue studies in a wide range of fields, including education, nursing, engineering, business, finance, communications, political science, sports management, biology, accounting, and healthcare-related professions. Foundation officials note that since its establishment in 1996, the Gene M. R. Smith Foundation has awarded scholarships to hundreds of Huron County students pursuing higher education opportunities. The organization was created to support local graduates seeking college and university degrees and continues to invest in educational opportunities throughout the county. The event also featured remarks from former scholarship recipient Kylie Kraft, a 2015 Bad Axe High School graduate who shared her educational and professional journey with students and their families. Foundation leaders say the program remains focused on strengthening educational opportunities for future generations of Huron County students. And we'll be right back after this brief PSA.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own backing.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes, and I've been coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.